you know, last week.
And a Model T is a type of what? It's a
Ford.
It's a Ford, okay. A car?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that? Car?
Touring.
Car?
Yeah, touring car.
Okay,
yeah.
Touring car. And so you had a car before you had a truck?
Yeah.
Okay. Later on, did they use trucks on the farm a good bit?
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, but that was quite a bit later.
Quite a bit later. Okay.
That started probably in the 30s.
And I just need somebody to cover that tour.
Can you remember if your father had guns? Did he use guns? Do a lot of hunting?
Well, he had a chum. He had a shotgun and a rifle.
All right.
Okay. All right. Do you remember what kind of rifle?
30-30.
Okay. And what was it he would put into the chamber? What would you call those things he would put into the chamber? Chamber of the rifle?
Bullet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or a cartridge?
Cartridge or a bullet.
Okay. Okay. Did he have any pistols or handguns?
No.
Okay. How about you? What kind of...
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I've got about everything.
Oh, really? Tell me some of them.
I know how that goes. Yeah, I know how
I've got a 357, I got a 32 pistol.
Well, okay. It wouldn't be hard, only what happens is...
A 300 rifle, and a 308 rifle, and a 30-30.
Okay.
No, I've got a pretty good variety.
Sounds like you got a pretty good collection. Do you do a lot of hunting?
No, not anymore. I don't do any.
Okay. Now, did y'all raise chickens?
She has 11.
Okay. And where do you keep them?
In a chicken house.
Okay. Did they ever call it a coop?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But it would mostly be called a house, huh? But most people around here don't call it a coop.
It's all the same.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that? Coop?
Chicken coop.
Okay. That's an interesting difference, too, because mostly what you'll hear is coop. Now, how about with the pigs that your father had? What would they have fed them out of?
Yeah.
When they fed the hogs or the pigs that y'all had, what would they have used to feed them out of? What would they afford to feed them?
They had a trough.
Okay. Okay. What would you call a male cow?
A bull.
Okay. Now, would they ever use another name when women were around? Would they have ever called a bull something else because they didn't want to offend the women by calling it a bull?
Not that I know of.
Was bull an offensive word, I guess, is what I was wondering.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Some places they'll call them gentlemen cows, I guess. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
I
never heard that.
Okay. And a female cow?
Yeah, I knew that.
That's a cow.
Okay. And the young ones would be?
Heifer.
Okay. Or is that the same thing as a calf?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would include the calf.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll put you down for the 36.
And how about a male sheep?
And why don't you give me a buzz? Now, another thing, hopefully I'm set up to do a lot of
I guess they call them pups. I don't know.
Okay,
I'm not too familiar with
that. And the female, do you know, just happen to know?
You.
Okay. Now, you had chickens growing up on the ranch?
That's a chick.
Did you have other kind of domesticated birds? Do you have any geese or...
No.
Anything like that?
You're going to be gone like about the 13th or so then?
Did you raise the chickens for the meat, or did you also raise them for...
Both.
For eggs?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How many... You mentioned your wife has 11. Did y'all have more when you were younger?
They used to grow. As many as 200.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a big operation.
Well, not a big operation, but... More than what there is now.
Yeah. Well, how many eggs could you expect to get? I mean, did y'all sell them, or were they just for your...
They don't lay the year round. It's just certain times of the year. At certain times, you get probably
80%. 80%. Okay. Well, did you sell those down at town?
Okay. Well,
yeah,
they
did.
When you know when you're gone in August, and then we'll go from there. I mean, that's.